Blog Talk Radio.
College, a lot of colleges, you remember. I remember.
Charles,
I think I should remind you of a fact that you seem to have forgotten.
Yes.
That you are yourself one of the largest individual stockholders in the public transit company.
The trouble is you don't realize you're talking to two people. As Charles Foster Kane, who owns 82,364 shares of public transit preferred, you see, I do have a general idea of my holdings. I sympathize with you. Charles Foster Kane is a scoundrel. His paper should be run out of town. A committee should be formed to boycott him. You may, if you can form such a committee, put me down for a contribution of $1,000.
My time.
On the other hand, I am the publisher of the Enquirer. As such, it's my duty, and I'll let you in on a little secret. It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests. I'll let you in on another little secret, Mr. Thatcher. I think I'm the man to do it, you see. I have money and property. I don't look after the interests of the underprivileged. Maybe somebody else will. Maybe somebody without any money or property.
Yes, yes,
and that
yes.
Would
money
be too
and property.
Bad.
Well, I happened to see your financial statement today, Charles.
Oh, did you?
Now, tell me honestly, my boy. Don't you think it's rather unwise to continue this philanthropic enterprise? This Enquirer that's costing you $1 million a year?
You're right, Mr. Thatcher. I did lose $1 million last year. I expect to lose $1 million this year. I expect to lose $1 million next year. You know, Mr. Thatcher, at the rate of $1 million a year, I'll have to close this place in 60 years.
Very interesting. Among the other birds today, the great Maria Callas. We didn't have time to get an excerpt from some of her great work. She once sang Wagner in Italian. I have to say it's not very appealing. Wagner doesn't sound good in Italian. You got to sing it in original German. And then Alexander Haig, general, he was Roman Catholic. When Reagan was shot, he was the only one in the White House. And Bush, I don't know where Bush was, but he made the statement, "I am in control," and people got a little nervous because he was a general. But he died, and he didn't take over the country. There was no military coup. Among the deaths today, this is prominent in homosexual and lesbian circles, no pun intended. The Marquis de Sade died in 1814. He was so perverted that they had to lock him up, and he wrote his infamous work on sadomasochism. And then John Brown, here's another intense man. He was hanged on this date in 1859. John Brown was the abolitionist who was going to start a slave rebellion. And he was hanged in Charleston, West Virginia, John Brown's body. In fact, there's a piece of music written, I think, of the theme anyway, by a Russian composer, Glazunov. And then we had Henry Clay Frick. He was known as one of the robber barons. He, along with Carnegie, who created United States Steel, Frick owned the largest steel and coke facility in the United States. Also, we had, I don't know if this Harrison Ford is correct because there is an actor, and then Cardinal Spellman. Now, he was Archbishop of and Cardinal of New York, the New York Diocese, and was the principal cardinal priest in the United States and also in the Vatican. Now, the movie by Otto Preminger, The Cardinal, is based on his life. He was also the head of the chaplains, the military chaplains, and priests can become chaplains in the military. And also, in fact, at my school, Father Norcutt was a general. He became a general in the in the U.S. Army, and he was a chaplain in World War II, I remember. Also today, we had Desi Arnaz died today. His son, Dino Desi, I forgot the other one, they had a rock group in Hollywood. And then we had Aaron Copland, who was gay. He was did a lot with American folk music, The Tenderland, Rodeo. He studied in Paris with Nadia Boulanger. He was Leonard Bernstein, who was probably bisexual, was one of his proteges. It is said about Uncle Lenny. He did a lot for American music, especially with TV. But he was married and he had a couple of children, but he also liked, it is said, young males. He wasn't a pedophile, though. And then, of course, one of the most notorious drug dealers in history, Pablo Gabriela Escobar, was shot to death on this date. And of course, we still have the problems of the other drug dealers and the cocaine trafficking, and there will be a scandal that we will expose involving a San Francisco Unified School District commissioner who actually didn't even live in the San Francisco County. Miss Anaya lived in Alameda County, but she was connected to a major Bolivian cocaine trafficker. We don't think of Bolivia as a cocaine source, but it is. I think it's called the blue cocaine, and a guy named Antonio Sirocco. We'll get into that because it's a complicated story. But it does come up in the final chapter of the history, the unpublicized history of KALW-FM, which was the San Francisco Unified School District's radio station. Also today, General Boris Shiloff died, and the famous march. He was the guy who built... after Trotsky was chased out of Russia by Stalin, Boris Shiloff, who survived the purges in the 30s, rebuilt the Russian army, and there's this famous march written in his honor. That's the Austrian march. We played the wrong one. I don't think he would like that, considering the Nazis had this fight with the Russians. And where is Boris Shiloff here? I think he's here. If we can't find him, we'll just have to drop him. We've got to audit some of our audio here. We have quite a bit. And I don't know what happened to General Boris Shiloff. So, we'll have to let that one pass. Among the other deaths today, we have that Boris Shiloff. Now, a lot of people think that the predator scandal involving athletes only is in the East and circles or it's around three colleges, Penn State, Syracuse, and Colgate. But nobody's looked in the West, where actually it's a hotbed of this stuff out here. And it's not only college athletes that have been molested. The San Francisco Unified School District, when I was there, there was a report that two lesbian gym teachers had raped a young girl in the showers. And that's one of the reasons why kids don't like to take showers, because their safety, they worry for their safety. And there's this agenda that's going on, and people are getting tired of it. This crotch politics in the schools, when kids know more about condoms than they do about where to place a comma in a sentence. Also, nobody's looking at the lesbians. The lesbians are predators too, and there are reports that the Girl Scouts have been under infiltration by some of these lesbians. And of course, people are not paying attention to that, and they should. Also, when one of the U.S. senators did surprisingly get this video voyeur bill passed through Congress, the Steve Neri case, in the investigation of the people who were illegally prosecuting him, it was discovered that these video voyeurs had been targeting grammar school and high school and college wrestlers. There's a lot of disgusting stuff on the web. A homoerotic, it really doesn't belong there, because this is endangering the web for a lot of people, because those who want to censor the web, you've given them an issue. All they can do is point to this pornography, which really doesn't belong there. If people want to do this stuff, they should do it privately and keep it out of the public domain. But anyway, this is one of the major problems that we have, that the web is being constantly... this stuff is being put on the web. It doesn't belong there. They're glorifying rape, and it's just disgusting. Now, on Jack Cashel's website today, Cashel.com, he gets into why ESPN, the sports network, or he raises the issue why they haven't picked up on the Steve Neri case, because Steve Neri, not only was he a sailor, who was drugged, stalked, drugged, raped, and railroaded. He was a very good basketball player. And here's this young athlete who was victimized by a homosexual predator who happened to be politically connected, and not only that, was in the country illegally to begin with, and also his family bank in Buenos Aires, Argentina, is connected to the Nazis. So there's a lot of dirt there. So and Juan Piperé had molested other young males. Some of them are believed to have been under 18, and also had propositioned the San Jose cop in a public toilet, and that's on the web and that with the documentation. But of course, you know, the homosexuals in the media morons, have successfully censored and suppressed all of these scandals. Not only that, when the Queen of Sweden, Queen Sylvia, held an international conference to try to raise awareness about the growing pedophilia that's attacking, that's becoming an issue in all kinds of countries around the world. It wasn't, her conference was not publicized in a lot of the American press. It certainly wasn't publicized here in San Francisco, I think in San Jose, L.A., Chicago, New York. You can go in the archives of those major papers, and I doubt if you will find anything referring to that international conference. And a lot of people attended, people who were concerned about protecting children from sexual predators. We'll get into that. She did send me the minutes and the books that were published on the international conference to deal with pedophilia. The other issue, now next week we hope to get this Skype problem resolved because it's screwing up my shows. We are going to be expanding more on Amicus Veritas YouTube, AmiCusVeritas, and we will be another network we're introducing, hopefully, because we're going to be doing some other things, and we don't want to overload either one. So we're going to end early because of this problem with Skype, and but we're going to have more interesting things. George Christopher, probably San Francisco's last most competent and honest mayor, also saved diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Russia during the Eisenhower administration. We'll have his interviews as well as his advice. He was not only that, he was a businessman. He brought the Giants from New York to San Francisco, quite a feat. No other mayor has been able, who has done anything like that, although San Francisco may get the America's Cup, and they're hoping that'll bring in a lot of money to resolve the financial bankruptcy that this city is facing. We shall see what we shall see, as Marguerite Warren, who was one of the people who started the investigation of political corruption in San Francisco, along with David Fowler. Excuse me. So we will end early with, I think we had a rare speech. We already did the Churchill. We've got plenty of stuff on Winston that we have, but what we'll do is we're going to end early to deal, and so we can deal with this technical problem. So here we will end politics and poker, one of my favorite themes, and I don't know what the politicians are going to do because everybody's getting bored with the revelations, the allegations, and all. It's beginning to get people are getting debated out, as somebody once said, enough. So here is, again, maybe these people should sit down and play a game of poker, and the winner takes the pot.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you $5. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Vents.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clown?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and talk and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fadyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
good night.